Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Well, it's a new year, new decade, and a good time to make better choices about improving your health. Now, one of the best ways to bring wellness into your world is to decrease the level of stress that you experience on a daily basis and rejuvenate your body and life. Sounds like a daunting task, but really it's very simple with 10 surefire tips from our guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. With her practical suggestions, you can rejuvenate your body from head to toe, inside out. In other words, whole body, high-level wellness is now within your reach. Get out your pen, paper, ready to take notes. Lots of good information on today's program. And the question for the day, are you ready to rejuvenate? Dr. Susan, welcome to the program. I heard a lot of yeses out there, a lot of affirmative answers. We are ready to rejuvenate. Let's get us started, kick off the new year in the proper way.
Yes, I love that. And to rejuvenate, first of all, we're going to use an acronym, REJUVENATE. And the first letter will stand for something, just to help you remember these a little bit better. So the R in rejuvenate, and I love the word rejuvenate. It means to refresh, revitalize, to give energy, to give more health to. And we all want to do that year round.
Yes.
So part of revitalize and refresh is let me just say this up front, is you've got to make a commitment. If you're ready for a commitment and you want to achieve a goal, like losing weight or getting in better shape, or maybe just getting overall better health, you always want to arrange your personal circumstances so that your lifestyle supports your intentions. This means no more excuses. And to revitalize and refresh, it's important to build a few breaks into your day from sunrise to bedtime to reset and refresh. Because I know you can identify with this because you're on the computer all the time. Just as your computer can freeze up or get sluggish if you're running too many programs, your mind and spirit can get all worn out from too much mental multitasking and engagement with technology. It's okay to unplug every now and then and press that reset button. And then, and remember, you and I've talked about this a lot before, the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone for the day. So maybe you set your alarm 10 minutes early to allow for some mindful reflection, because the quieter the morning is the best time to get organized for the day, to reflect on goals. I do my to-do lists. And this may sound very prosaic to you, but you want to make your bed when you get out of the bed, or if you're the last person out of the bed, because studies show that making the bed will boost your happiness. And then midday, you want to unplug a little bit. That doesn't mean scarfing down lunch in front of your computer. That means maybe you take a 10-minute break after a meeting or an errand and do a quick walk up and down the block, and then a little bit before you go to bed. Because you want to add in these protected times to revitalize and refresh, because it will make a marked difference on your overall well-being.
Something like just pushing away from the computer, even for a few minutes, that's considered refreshing, isn't it? I mean, that's a break that we need.
It is, exactly. And it just takes a little bit of discipline and maybe a post-it on your computer that says, time for a break, to remind you. Because we often get so caught up in the hassles and busyness of the day. And I think it's a sickness of epidemic proportions. I call it a busyness sickness. We need to take time to slow down a little bit.
With us on This Week in America is Susan Smith-Jones. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. We're talking about rejuvenate, revitalize your health. On her website, you will find all of the information we're talking about today, plus a whole lot more. The E in rejuvenate, let's talk about that. Exercise, not just exercise, but exercise for vitality, you say. What exactly does that mean?
Yes, and if you want lots of detail about this, definitely check out my book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. But if you want to maintain weight and get healthy and fit and have good energy and a positive attitude, physical activity must be a top priority. And the experts all agree that the best time for you to work out is simply when you can commit to it most consistently. But they also acknowledge, and I am a morning exerciser, that we who exercise in the morning tend to be the most consistent, because then all the distractions of the day don't interfere with us following through.
Yes.
But whenever you can work out on a regular basis, you want to do it. And even if you don't feel bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 6 in the morning, maybe at noon you can go to the gym or after work. But remember, if you can establish a morning exercise routine, if at all possible, then you get it out of the way and you get those endorphins, those happy hormones released that stay with you throughout the day. But remember that exercise, if you do it too close to bedtime, will rev up your metabolism and make it harder to sleep. But whatever time of day you choose, exercise is a bedrock of vibrant health. No more excuses. I always like to say in my workshops, walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not.
It makes sense, yes. You know, and it's interesting what you say. The longer you wait in the day, the more you put it off. I'm going to do it after work. I'm going to do it after dinner, that type of thing. The more likely you are to blow it off of that day just because of circumstances of the day, I would think.
That's what a lot of people do. You know, they don't learn by experience. And if it's a top priority to get healthy and fit and strong and it's your commitment, you won't let all the excuses get in the way.
Susan Smith Jones, our guest on the program, her website, SusanSmithJones.com. She mentioned her books. She's written a number of books, the author of many books, including, as she mentioned, Invest in Yourself with Exercise and The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, are two latest ones that cover topics, again, that we'll talk about on the program today, Choose to Thrive and Be the Change. You can go to her website, find out about the books, how to get them personally autographed as well. That's SusanSmithJones.com. Next up is Join the Breakfast Club. And this is something that's back in the news with some so-called experts saying that breakfast isn't all that important. Talk about why the Breakfast Club is important to be a member of.
Well, and it is most important for children, but for adults, yes, we want something that's healthy. Breakfast means breaking a fast. But we don't want to eat such a huge meal that then our digestive system is working so hard to digest everything that it drains our energy. So you could have something light that's healthy. You can never go wrong with a green smoothie where you put in the liquid of your choice, but let's say no alcohol there, Rick. Water, tea, almond milk, something great like that, with some maybe frozen berries, a frozen banana, and a few greens like spinach or kale, maybe a little parsley, celery. You don't really taste the greens, but you get lots of nutrition in the morning. I, for one, like to earn my meal. So I'll have a lot of water in the morning, and then I'll go out and do a hard workout, and then I come back, and then I have a little bit more of an appetite. But if you rush out the door with only a cup of coffee to fuel you, that will set you up to have low blood sugar, and that will cause you to give in to unhealthy cravings and to eat more calories to compensate for the rest of the day. So something small like a smoothie or a little bowl of oatmeal or maybe one piece of whole grain toast with some almond butter on it, you just don't want to overdo that morning meal.
Interesting. You've taken the liquor away from my breakfast. Are you going to take the bacon as well?
Sorry.
Oh, geez. I shouldn't have asked that. I was afraid that was going to be the answer.
Yeah, yep.
We're talking about Rejuvenate and Revitalize Your Health with Dr. Susan Smith Jones. We're going through Rejuvenate. You talk about ample water, and just touched on that, and heat therapy. Explain that.
Yes, so it's so important to keep your body hydrated. If you're thirsty, your body's already dehydrated. So you want to keep water with you throughout the day, and you want some kind of filter system that will filter and purify the water, that will adjust the pH, that will concentrate minerals, that will produce some healthy hydrogen in the water. I have a system called the Ionizer Plus, and if you look at today's blogs, I've got one on sweating your way to vitality and one on the best water for your body. You can read more about it. But keep your body hydrated, and it's best to drink the water in between meals so you don't dilute your digestive enzymes. Now, the skin is the biggest eliminative organ in the body. A lot of people don't realize that the skin, which you see, is actually an organ. All the other organs are inside the body. But when you sweat, whether you're taking a good infrared sauna or you're doing a hard workout, that is such a great way to keep your body more detoxified, because toxins are secreted through the skin, through the sweat glands. So I'm a big believer in sweating intentionally, not just with exercise, but saving up to get a good infrared sauna in your home. And we don't have enough time to go over this in detail, but you can read about it right on my website in the first blog that I posted today.
And that's SusanSmithJones.com. And of course, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get information. 10 simple surefire tips today for invigorating body, mind, and spirit. Visualize your day ahead. Talk about the importance of that. And I guess this is something what you do, you say in the first 40 minutes of your day, which are crucial, you sort of visualize what's going to happen and how you're going to get through that day.
Yeah, I do. I just take a few. First of all, I meditate early in the morning, and then at the end of my meditation, I will visualize. You see, it was Albert Einstein who once said that your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. I love that.
Yes.
And visualizing success and positive outcomes can help prepare us for the real thing. And decades of research back up Einstein's insightful sentiment. If visualization can make that much of an impact on human performance, like they've done studies with athletes and those who visualize shooting good baskets, you know, for basketball, or hitting a hole in one, that boosts their performance in a positive way. So if visualizing can make that much of an impact on human performance, imagine what it can do for you every day. So I say, look at the end result of something you want to achieve. Maybe it's a fit, lean, trim, strong body. Maybe it's having more money or driving a better car. Maybe it's being in a happy, positive relationship. But the time to do it is when you're not bothered by things around you. This is why morning's a good time to visualize. And then I always say this or something better after I visualize. I now accept in my life, knowing that God knows better than I do what's best for me. But think of it this way, Rick. Even a minute of positive visualization and positive thinking can help improve mood and outlook. And you're in charge of your mind and what you're thinking. Get your thoughts off negativity, because what you think about and what you affirm, you bring more of that into your life.
Good motivation. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. More information, of course, on her website, what we're talking about in the program. Information there on Susan's books website. Basically having a holistic health app for anything related to superfoods, optimal nutrition, weight loss, anti-aging, rejuvenation, the topic of the program today, natural remedies, and balanced living. Moving along, let's do one more, then take a break here. Eat more fruits and vegetables. We keep talking about that, yet many keep falling short of that. Talk about the importance of eating more fruits and vegetables.
Yes, I'll just summarize it by saying a diet rich in fresh vegetables and fruits, not canned, just fresh ones, organic if possible, that plays a role in reducing the risk of the major causes of illness and death, including cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, arthritis, vision loss, and obesity. So remember, like my grandmother told me, that produce is the most important health care your money can buy. And it all starts in the kitchen by choosing the best foods possible. You want to choose colorful, fresh produce that has lots of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, and stay away from a wider beige diet. Stay away from foods made with fresh white sugar and flour and artificial colorings and flavorings. The fresh produce gives you fiber, keeps your digestive tract humming along. It makes your skin beautiful. It boosts metabolism and puts you in a better mood. So when it comes to figuring out what to eat, lots of plants is a very safe bet.
And we've talked about that in the past program. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you go to the archive and you can listen to our programs, the interviews, and we've done years worth of interviews with Dr. Susan, but good programs, all with nuggets of information in there, as we're talking about today, rejuvenate and revitalize your health. Our guest is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We go through the 10 simple surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit after these messages. Welcome back this week in America. Our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, her website, susansmithjones.com, talking today about rejuvenating and revitalizing your health. We're going through the list of 10 surefire tips. We're up to number 7. If you missed the first batch, you can find all of these on her website. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and garner that information there as well. Number 7, nourish your body and lose weight with adequate sleep. How is sleep going to help me lose weight and nourish my body?
Yeah, it's phenomenal what sleep does do for the body, because those people who don't get enough sleep, it affects the level of cortisol. That's a stress hormone in the body, and the more you have floating around the body, the more you deposit extra fat on your body. So you've got to get good sleep. There's nothing more restorative for the body than getting good sleep every night. And it was Shakespeare who once wrote that sleep knits up the raveled sleeve of care. And to me, that's a poetic way of saying that sleep repairs and restores the mental and physical damage wrought throughout our stressful days. And lack of sleep can be as damaging for our emotions as it is for our physical well-being. Getting too little sleep undermines your body's ability to deal with stress, like I just said. And those who don't get adequate rest every night and deep sleep are at a higher risk for depression. And studies show we need a good 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night to promote physical and psychological health. So you've got to make that non-negotiable and an important commitment if you want to experience rejuvenation year-round.
Well, adequate sleep is interesting. Adequate sleep, I would think we would need to do that without hugging our iPhone overnight. We need to, isolate ourselves from all of our devices to get a good night's sleep.
Are we speaking from personal experience, Rick?
Quite possibly. No, a friend wanted me to ask that.
You're so right, because studies show, especially good ones from the University of Zurich in Switzerland, that if you use a cell phone at night, then it interacts and it wrecks the good brainwave activity and makes it difficult to get deep, restful sleep. So you want to unplug, and about an hour or two, if possible, before you get into bed, unplug from that technology.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. We're up to number 8, adjust your attitude and say goodbye to procrastination. How do we do that?
Yeah, first of all, procrastination. Make your day top-heavy. Do those most difficult jobs in the morning rather than putting them off for later in the day and then they're added to the to-do list for tomorrow because you don't get them done. And then it will make you feel so good that you got these big tasks done in the morning that you'll even have more energy to give to ones later in the day. So that's number one. And in terms of attitude, because I always say never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. I am not a procrastinator, but I also am one that looks at the positive side of everything. And my beautiful grandmother, used to say to me, attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And I don't think that we should leave the task of counting our blessings only for that third Thursday in November here in America. each and every day, take a moment to be grateful for what you have in life. And maybe you can write a thank you note or express your gratitude to a loved one or offer prayers of thankfulness during a meditation. And as I said a little bit earlier to you, Rick, what we think about consistently brings more of the same back into our life. So focusing on the positive, even during difficult times, is a part of a path to transforming your life and rejuvenating your body and life.
We've talked about that before, too, the power of gratitude, and that's so important. With us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, going through 10 simple, surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit. A couple minutes left in the program. You talk about, you mentioned this early, meditation, which you do in the mornings, and also breathe deeply. How will that help?
Yeah, when you breathe deeply, you bring more oxygen into your body, and when you have more oxygen, you have more energy. In my new book, Wired for High Level Wellness, I have two big chapters on meditation, one about the history of meditation through the ages and through the world, and the other is really how to meditate, since I've been teaching it to people worldwide for decades. And meditation, you just simply nudge yourself into being in the present moment. Maybe you just sit quietly, eyes closed, and focus on your breath. Breathing deeply is one of the best and quickest ways to reduce stress, burn more calories, increase your creativity, and bolster confidence and energy. And when you do a short meditation, you get out of your head. It gets you out of your head and more into your body. It calms the body and mind. It helps you to maintain an emotional balance. And it's like a triple whammy to me, Rick. It's like a salve for body, mind, and spirit. And it just takes a few moments a day of just maybe focusing on your breath, quieting your mind, and it will change your life for the positive.
Got about a minute left, and we've touched on this before and the importance of this, and it cost us nothing. That's to enjoy laughter on a daily basis. Watch something that actually tickles your funny bone, because you actually feel better when you're laughing, don't you?
Yes, you do. And there's an old Scottish saying that angels fly because they take themselves lightly. When you laugh, it releases endorphins in the body that act as natural stress busters. It gives your heart muscles a workout. It improves circulation. It helps relieve pain, counteracts fear, anger, and depression, and it just makes you feel great. And a few minutes of a deep belly laugh, those positive endorphins are with you for hours later. And remember to laugh at yourself. We all need to do that every single day and not keep taking our life and ourselves quite so seriously. Life should be enjoyed.
Well, all of these tips, I'm looking down through these 10 tips. They're all very doable. You're relatable because you do most of these. We do all of these, and life has changed dramatically for your clients when you have a chance to talk with them and get them to rejuvenate and revitalize. It's a perfect time of year to do this. We're all looking for something, a resolution to get us through the year. All these are quite doable, aren't they?
They're easy. Maybe the first 21 days, because it takes 21 days to make or break habits, you have little post-its to remind you what you need to do. Drink more water, sleep more. Let's eat extra fruit and a few extra vegetables. Let's write a little thank you note today. Just a few little things that help put your life in a clear, better perspective, more balanced, so that you live life with more joyfulness rather than always feeling harried and stressed out.
A lot of great information in the program today. The topic has been rejuvenate and revitalize your health. 10 simple surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit. With us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. All of this and so much more at our website, susansmithjones.com. Information in many of the books that we talked about the topic today, and you'll get all the information, can order all the books at our website, including Invest in Yourself with Exercise and many, many more. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Look forward to having you back with us next month. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. See you next time.
You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.